I find that I'm passionately
leaving. Well, hello everyone. I promised that I would keep on following the ongoing saga of Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes and various other people against the Zionists. And recently, Tucker has been on a tour of Great Britain. And he spoke to Piers Morgan. He had a debate with Piers Morgan. He spoke to George Galloway. He's got another interview forthcoming. I don't know if that's out yet, and I'm not allowed to mention who that is. Maybe if it is out, you'll know who it is. Very interesting choice, selection of guests. I mean, if you're watching, Tucker, give me a call, mate. I mean, you know, what's this? Snubbed. But anyway, he did something during the course of the Piers Morgan interview, which was very interesting to me, which is that he basically called out Tommy Robinson and called him a fake and suggested that, you know, quote unquote, we all know who's behind the bid to get people to dislike Muslims and so on and so forth.
Who's Tommy Robinson?
You know Tommy Robinson.
He seems like a fraud to me.
Well, he's not even Tommy Robinson. His name's Stephen Yaxley.
Nothing about this subject. So don't try talking about it just because guitar are in your back arse. Because it's pretty infuriating.
I thought this was a really interesting little sidebar and also revealed something of the general strategy of this little tour. I'm going to fully explain what I'm talking about after this quick advert for the Trivium. Buy it now. And after I come back, I'll explain fully why I think Tucker Carlson continues to play a master strategic game.
Academic Agency.
All right, well, first thing I'll say is that if you haven't seen it, the Tucker Carlson-Piers Morgan interview is one of the funniest things I have seen for a long time. And it's funny because Tucker gets caught up on using the F word, which, because we don't have freedom of speech in this country, I cannot repeat myself. But, you know, the word that they call gay people, he says it over and over and over again, and he's trying to goad Piers Morgan into saying, like, why didn't you say the F word, Piers? for about an hour. And for some reason, it's really funny. And he also gets into some remarkably based territory in this conversation about, gay people, because Tucker Carlson, quite rightly, interestingly, is asking, well, how, like, if it is true that gay people are born and not made, how has that percentage gone up? How has the percentage gone up? And Piers Morgan only had platitude, didn't really have science to come back on, or any evidence. And I think in the, you know, spirit of value-free analysis, scientific knowledge, Tucker was raising some really interesting questions, about, the nature of gay people, i.e. are they born or are they made? I think it's a legitimate question, especially given the fact that you notice that there's, like, when you meet a lot of gay people, as I have done in my life, you notice that some of my best friends are gay. Gay myself, I'm not joking. But you know what I'm saying, right? You notice kind of certain patterns in their childhood, in their histories and so on, and certain other kind of things that nobody really talks about. I thought Tucker was raising some really interesting questions, and I would love some actual research on these things. I don't know if it's taboo. I mean, to be honest, if I was gay, I would want to get to the bottom of that question myself. I wouldn't want to cover it up. I wouldn't be squeamish about it. I want to know what the truth is about that question, okay? And in fact, I've always been interested in this, and years ago, back in my old life, I actually interviewed a gay Shakespeare professor or whatever, and I asked him, I said, look, so your honest belief, and he was very of the kind of cultural materialist school, so he basically believed that everything was a matter of cultural conditioning, social conditioning. And I was taking the line that Piers Morgan made, that, you know, actually, it's a matter of biology, it's a matter of... And he was insisting, no, actually, at a certain point in your childhood, you know, you look at a poster of David Beckham, and rather than kind of looking at him as something you want to be, you rather get attraction. And he was claiming that it's a socialization thing. And, you know, he wouldn't go into it too much, but I thought that was pretty interesting because, you know, that was a gay guy who had the view that you're not born that way, that it's made. But then again, his view was that all sexuality is made, right? So, you know, but still, he had that view. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, really funny interview. It was such a good... I didn't regret the hour I spent. It was just great TV to watch. Piers Morgan squirming. And Tucker... Honestly, he's insane. He's manic. Just crazy. You know, if you were in a room with him, you'd think, bloody hell, this guy. But buried in there was this little moment where he mentioned Tommy Robinson. And he said, oh, he thinks Tommy Robinson is a fake. And he thinks that it's an operation to get people to dislike Muslims. And then he said, oh, we all know who that is. Now, this, even though it was just a throwaway comment, it was actually the most significant thing that happened during this interview. Yes, Piers and Tucker gave people a huge amount of slop to feast on. And tomorrow I will talk more about Piers Morgan, because I've got my own theories about him as well. This will be a separate video. But today I want to focus on this little comment that Piers Morgan made, that Tucker Carlson... Piers Morgan agreed, but I think he agreed in a different way. Tucker was getting at something specific, okay? This little throwaway comment that Tucker made that Tommy is a fake, right? And that he's, you know, trying to direct people into the counter-jihad. The reason it was significant, it was the first time I have ever seen someone of Tucker Carlson's profile, stature, mainstream credentials, you know, sheer view count, talk about openly the counter-jihad as an op, as an operation. He was basically calling attention to the fact that Tommy is funded by, or Tommy is an agent of that little country in the Middle East, which he went and visited. And this is particularly interesting at the moment because another little interview that happened last week while I was away was Liam Tufts, this guy who looks a little bit like Steve Mitchell from EastEnders. Well, he also went on this little trip to Israel with Tommy. I'd never seen him before, but he popped up on my timeline during this trip, you know, where they did journalism in Israel. And he had Steve Laws on, where they were talking about their differences. You know, Steve Laws is an ethno-nationalist. He is a take-no-prisoners, kind of pretty hardcore on that question. You know, some might argue he's a little bit too inflexible or whatever. But generally speaking, if you have an ideological vanguard, you need some people with unrealistically kind of hardcore, like you need to set a... So I'm not kind of having a go at him or anything. Sometimes you need people who have slightly unrealistic kind of hardcore baseline, right? Because then, you know, you aim for the moon and you shoot under, but still, the under is better than nothing, right? And the communists actually use that strategy a lot in their own, you know, communism can never be reached, right? It's a utopia. Yet, by having people with a very hardcore view on one end, it keeps the vanguard strong, right? So, I understand why a Steve Laws exists, okay? But anyway, he had this, this Liam Tufts had this conversation with Steve Laws, and honestly, his views, Liam Tufts' views, were not a million miles away from the sort of views that Piers Morgan was espousing in this interview with Tucker Carlson. And I noticed that quite a lot of other people then started to notice, well, hold on a second, who is this Liam Tufts guy? And why has he got such milquetoast views? For example, I noticed that Bo, from the Lotus Eaters, and his mate, I think his name is Mr. H, Nate, they've got this little show that they do. I check into it time to time. I have to say, they seem way more hardcore than the last time I checked in with them. But, you know, they were having a go at this Liam Tufts, and they even, you know, took a step towards having a go at Tommy. I thought this was a kind of interesting little development here. And for Tucker to come over at this time, when kind of eyes are on that question, and then laser in, just throw that in there, I thought was really interesting. And it's a development that some people have noticed. I've noticed, like, some people on the right have noticed it. But it's kind of interesting. Also, in terms of the kayfabe, the wrestling feud, Tucker is drawing Tommy in to have it to become part of the feud. He's drawing Tommy in, and I've noticed that Tommy's been going at Tucker now on Twitter. Well, that's really interesting to me, because basically what Tucker has done is he's drawn Tommy out, and he's forced Tommy to stand with the Mark Levins and the Ben Shapiros and so on, you know, and he's actually brought the British kayfabe, the British kind of politics, into that. He's forcing people to pick sides. And obviously, I'm Team Tucker all the way. Well, I'm Team Tucker all the way. So that is really, really, really interesting to me, that development has happened. Also, two other little things that you may have missed, but I did not. Me, because I'm Dave Meltzer. You, because you read the Aptamags. Me, Dave Meltzer. You, Aptamags. Me, Dirt Sheet. You, Aptamags. Anyway, nobody knows what I'm talking about. But anyway, two other things that are really important to note about Tucker's little trip, okay? Number one is that he did not go on the slop Zio-Rite circuit. He didn't go on trigonometry. He didn't go on any of the usual kind of crappy right-wing platforms. He chose to go Piers Morgan, George Galloway, and this other person who may or may not, that interview may or may not have come out yet, okay? His choice to avoid the Zio network is very noticeable. One. Two, it showed that the attempt to cancel Tucker Carlson, okay, it completely has failed. Because Piers Morgan is a huge show. That Piers Morgan interview has had massive hits. That Piers Morgan Tucker Carlson interview set the news agenda on the online British right for the week. And Tommy was forced to react to that. One. Two, it shows that the network is not required to be platformed. Tucker and Piers Morgan, between them, have got a, you know, that and George Galloway, a man of the left, they've got bigger platforms than these people. So they don't need Ben Shapiro or Konstantin Kissin or any of these people or the legacy media to get a big audience. So Tucker is playing, I tell you what, when I say you hope, like, you better hope he's CIA, I really mean that, because he is playing an absolute chess masterclass throughout this entire thing. He hasn't put a foot wrong, and he's making every single correct move you could possibly imagine. He is making it in this, drawing out friend-enemy distinctions, you know, in a very subtle way, okay, circumnavigating the Zio network in a very subtle way, proving that their power has declined, that they're not necessary, and also coming out by not being cancelled. It's a huge Tucker win. And also, this Tucker Carlson-Piers Morgan exchange is a setup for the next stage in this little saga, which is Nick Fuentes is going to go on Piers Morgan. Okay, that was announced on Twitter that they're going to do it. They're going to set it up. Now, as I said on Twitter, Nick better be prepared for that because Piers Morgan is a snake. Piers Morgan will play every dirty trick in the book. If he just chooses to go that way, maybe he won't. I'll have more thoughts on Piers Morgan tomorrow and the game I think he is playing. But yeah, tremendous development here. Tremendous development. And like I said, join me tomorrow for some stuff on Piers Morgan. I'll just mention, pick up a course at the Academic Agency, Christmas coming up. Good time to pick up the Trivium and all the other great courses, and I'll catch you then. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.